Do you get the feeling that you are just winging it with your sales, or do you go through periods of being really focused and then just disappear? In today's episode, I am asking you a really important question that I ask myself and my clients all the time to help you get super intentional about the way that you are selling and marketing. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to the Soulful Sales Show. So as you may know, I have been running an online business since 2008. I have also, by this point, worked with thousands actually of course students and coaching clients to help them feel better and get more effective at selling their offers, especially if they have feelings about selling. So I've been on this whole journey myself and with my clients. And there's a really, really simple question I want to ask you today based on this journey I've been on. In fact, it is so simple that you might want to dismiss it. You might want to tell me, of course I already know the answer to that. You don't even need to ask me that. I'm not even going to think about it. But I urge you to pause and think about this question I'm about to ask you. It's actually a really, really important one. And if you've been in my Soulful Sales Society membership, you'll know that actually every single week I put a post in the group asking you this question because it is that important. And the question is, do you know what you are selling? What are you selling right now? What are you selling next? What do you want the right people to sign up for when they engage with your content? And where are you directing your marketing efforts? What are you selling? Now, I don't know if this resonates with you, but maybe you do focus launches and you show up and you put loads of effort into being visible and selling a certain thing, and then you just disappear for a few weeks afterwards. That might resonate with you, or maybe you are constantly selling, but you're kind of winging it and just like, I've got to sell something today. And you're just like right at the last minute making a decision about what to sell. We're all guilty of showing up in these kind of inconsistent ways. Maybe not all the time, but I think that we could all be a bit more intentional about what it is that we're selling. And honestly, I wholeheartedly believe that boosting your sales starts with being intentional about knowing what it is that you're selling. It is so simple, but it is so important and often overlooked. So I know that we all have different business models. Maybe you have loads of different offers, so you cycle between selling different things all the time, which is kind of where I'm at in my business now. Or maybe you just have one core offer that you launch and relaunch or kind of just sell in an ongoing way. The question still applies no matter what kind of offer you have, right? So whether you're selling that final space in your one-to-one, know that. Know that it's your final available space in your one-to-one. Know that you only have 3 spaces available for the rest of the year, right? You're not just winging it then. You know exactly what it is that you're selling. Or maybe you've got a course that you have available all the time, like a low-cost offer that leads into your other stuff. Then decide intentionally to sell it. Don't just leave it on your website and assume that people are going to buy it. Like, spend some time. Like, it's fine to do that a lot of the time, but also be intentional about actively selling it sometimes. Or maybe you want to do a flash sale. Maybe you want to plan a launch, whatever it is. The question of what are you selling applies no matter what kind of thing it is that you sell. And the chances are you can probably be more intentional about this. And actually, as well as deciding what it is that you're selling for the next few weeks, it might be helpful for you to reflect on that question as well. Like, how intentional are you with knowing what it is that you're selling? And how could you improve that? And always ask these questions with curiosity, compassion. We're not judging ourselves here, but we are looking for ways in which we can do better without the stress. You know, this is an easy way to do better, just being more intentional. Now, let me share a little bit of context about a challenge I set myself at the beginning of 2023. So I ended 2022 having just closed my top selling program, top selling in terms of revenue. So it was a higher priced, higher touch group coaching program. It wasn't my top selling in terms of number of people that went through it, but it was absolutely my top selling program in terms of revenue. I decided to close that program at the end of 2022. I just knew that it was in my heart that I didn't want to focus on that going forward. And it was a scary decision. Although it felt right intuitively, it was a scary decision. And I wondered if it was a good strategic decision because it definitely didn't feel like it. So I set myself a challenge at the beginning of 2023 that I wanted to sell more of what I already had. And at this stage, I already have like a number of different courses, programs that I wasn't being that intentional about selling. So I decided that I was going to be more intentional. And a lot of what I did was literally just making a decision. I'm going to sell this course this week. I'm going to sell that course next week. I'm going to sell that next week. I'm doing an offer on that next week. And I know that some of you listening are not going to have enough courses to do that with, but that's okay, right? It's about cycling through different offers or different ways of selling things. And I can tell you that just making that decision at the beginning of the year that I was going to sell more of what I've already got was actually a very important decision. So I want you to think in terms of that kind of intention as well. And knowing what I was selling, but not just winging it anymore and not just doing the whole launch thing and then disappearing anymore, made it so much easier to sell back to back. And I massively increased my earnings from things that I had already created. Now, at this point in my business, I had been saying for at least a year that I wanted to sell more courses versus one-to-one coaching. I knew that as much as I love working with my one-to-one clients, there is a limit of how many people I can work with, and my limit has shrunk in the last couple of years. So I knew that I had to do stuff that didn't require me to be on calls, right? And coaching people one-to-one. And I'd been saying this for at least a year. I think I write like a year in review blog post, and I'd been saying it in there, and I hadn't really been prioritizing it. So I made the decision to be intentional with that goal. And you know what? I'm actually going to make this happen. And despite working with way fewer one-to-one clients in 2023 and basically not having a higher ticket group program for most of the year, I maintained my income and worked with way more clients than ever because I made intentional decisions about what I was selling and selling more of what I already had. And the great thing about that, being intentional about what I was selling allowed me to sell more back to back. And I know you might have feelings about selling back to back, and I'll talk about that in a sec. And doing it back to back helped me learn so much quicker about what works for me, how to essentially launch things, but not really with the energy of launching. So it didn't take so much out of me, to give me so much of a better process because I was practicing it more, right? So like I said, I know people have feelings about selling back to back. That is something that we are going to cover throughout. And actually boosting your sales, selling more from what you've already got, isn't necessarily about selling back to back. But what you might find if you are more intentional about it and you are knowing exactly what it is that you want selling to look like overall and knowing what it is that you are going to sell on an individual week by week basis, you might find that actually selling back to back works so much better for you than you thought. It's not about being pushy. It's not about only writing sales content, because I agree, like, our audience might get tired if that's all we were doing. But I can like wholeheartedly say that the content I put out there in my business is valuable whether I happen to be selling something or not. And having the intention that I'm selling more and having the intention that I know what I'm selling means it's really easy for me to design my content around what it is that I'm selling. It's valuable, but it's also selling what I have to sell. But yeah, long story short, today is just about getting intentional about what you're selling. You might not know exactly how you're selling it yet, but I want you to know what you're selling. Having the intention will make it way more likely that you'll see more opportunities for actually selling and talking about it. So get intentional about what you're selling for the next 2 weeks and ideally beyond. I just, at the time of recording this, have gone and written down everything that I want to be selling. I personally like a mixture of structure and freedom. So it's unlikely that I'll stick to my exact dates for everything, but it's really, really helpful that I know exactly what it is that I want to fit in. So get intentional, make a list, know what it is that you're selling. If you're in the Facebook group, come and declare what you are selling. There is something different about just writing it down for yourself or even just thinking about it for yourself and actually saying it out loud. So I want you to come and say out loud, what is it that you are selling? And what is your overall intention for how you feel about selling more with what you've already got? And if you could use a little bit more support with making a plan for how you are showing up, what you are promoting now and next, then come join my Soulful Growth Club for $7, where I am about to host the first quarterly planning workshop on April 2nd. In this workbook and live workshop, and by the way, yes, there's a recording, there is always a replay, we are going to be getting intentional about knowing that we have all phases of the marketing cycle covered, including how we want to grow, how we want to nurture, and how we want to sell to our audience. And of course, doing it all in the soulful and sustainable way. We are going to review what worked in the quarter just gone by checking in with how we're feeling and what we achieved, and planning for the next quarter in a way that aligns with our energy, our values, and of course, as always, our business goals. So if you want in, it is just $7 to join the Soulful Growth Club and get more intentional about your marketing and which offers that marketing is designed to lead to. Find out more or sign up at soulfulgrowthclub.com. That's soulfulgrowthclub.com. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter.